20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. New restrictions on firearms and lesser penalties for gun crimes coming from Democrats this legislative session. What are your thoughts?
We have kind of an all-out assault on law-abiding gun owners. We have three different bills out there that would either restrict or in some cases eliminate access to firearms, especially certain types of firearms. These bills are very plainly unconstitutional. We continue to fight and oppose these bills or try to improve these bills or fix these bills. But what's really frustrating, at the same time that we have this full-on assault on law-abiding gun owners, we have another bill that was passed out of the Senate that reduced the sentencing requirements for people who commit violent crimes with firearms. So we're taking rights away from legal gun owners, and we're reducing the penalties when people misuse guns in the commission of violent crimes. That's just wrong. That's not the way to get after our current situation. We're facing a 40-year high in violent and nonviolent crimes. We know that whether you like it or not, Washington has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, and yet we're living through a 40-year high in violent and nonviolent crimes. Cranking down on Second Amendment rights for law-abiding citizens is not addressing the lawlessness issue we have in our state. We have to take a different approach. We have to have consequences when people commit crimes. We have to get after the other issues that are driving violent crime, whether that's mental health or substance abuse. We have to have a full-on discussion, but continuing to go down this path where we blame every bad thing that happens in our state, every violent crime that happens in our state, simply on the access to firearms, isn't solving the problem and isn't making our community safer.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun.